com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
All right, happy holidays, North State. This is Rich Novelli, and you're listening to another edition of Wellgate Wellness. And I guess it's acceptable to say happy holidays now that we're past Thanksgiving. I never know kind of what the rule is on this stuff. And I know that people get a little bit touchy about these things. But listen, we've got a great show planned for you today. We're going to talk about a variety of topics, including how to navigate through this goodie-laden holiday scene over the next few months. We're going to also talk about the impact of sleep on weight management. And for decades, we've argued about, you know, the benefits of exercise versus healthy eating. But recent findings from several medical universities show we need to throw sleep in there in the mix as well. So we're going to talk about that. And we thought we'd throw in our hat into the political ring a bit. But since we're not a political program, our discussion is going to be limited to how current and past presidents stayed in shape. So to help me with all of this is Jamie Hanna, who joins me as my co-host today. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
How are you? Happy holidays.
Oh, thank you.
Is that okay to say that?
It is. It is fabulous to
say
that, yes.
I don't want to offend you at
all. Totally appropriate.
Okay, good. Jamie, as you know, if you've listened to the program at all, has been a frequent contributor to our program and is now the nutrition director, I'm very proud to say, at Wellgate Sports Club. So maybe start off, Jamie, tell us a little bit about what you're doing at Wellgate and what this program's all about.
Absolutely. So, oh gosh, nutrition, it conjures up all kinds of feelings in people. It is the most difficult piece of the health equation, as I've learned in 31 years of helping people with their health strategies and goals. And I always think back of that Garfield, the cat cartoon. There was one where he said, diet is die with a T.
Yeah,
and
right.
I'm telling you, the fact is most diets do not work. Yet our nation spends millions of dollars each year in pursuit of the perfect diet. But as it turns out, the first focus really needs to be not as much on what we eat, but why we eat the foods we do. And the what can come later. That is why I'm really, really excited to roll out this program, this nutrition program here at Wellgate. The program is a non-medical coaching-based program that teaches people to make a paradigm shift in the way that they look at their relationship with food and how it affects every facet of their lives, you know, body, mind, and spirit.
And we're not talking about supplements. We're not talking about popping pills. We're talking about real coaching to get to the heart of why people eat what they eat and to really help them understand how to achieve their goals in a kind of an assessment-based, but then a real coaching kind of environment, which, you know, really fits into the Wellgate culture. But that's your specialty. I mean, this
is
what you've done.
I love this. I love helping people. And nothing breaks my heart more than when people just, they try everything. They've spent the money. They've done everything they can. But unfortunately, if they don't make lifestyle changes, it doesn't work. And the weight will creep back on, and sometimes more pounds than when they started. And what I teach people, it's really not about willpower. It's about skill power.
Right.
People need to learn, why they're eating what they're eating. And then once we kind of dive into their brain and kind of grab out and extrapolate why, then we can start dealing with the what. So what we do is kind of a food rehab of sorts, and we use behavior change strategies to teach people how to make one small change at a time, and then we go from there. And, you know, pain pushes until vision pulls, and so we give people hope and light at the end of the tunnel. It's like, you can lose this weight. You can do it. We believe you can. Can you believe it? And that's what we do. We help them to believe that they can do it because they can.
Interesting. You know, we kind of – Wellgate kind of got back into the nutrition piece of this. It is one of our four pillars. But we were really kind of nudged into this by some of our medical partners that we're working with. And they've been searching for something that is real food, real life, and this is kind of really right up our alley. So it's been great to have somebody like Jamie. And Mary Ring is also a part of your team.
She's excellent.
But whether you're a member of the club or not, and you know, a lot of people will hold up their hand and say, well, geez, it's the holidays. I'm going to wait until after the holidays. But actually, this is the perfect time.
This is the time.
To start learning this stuff.
It is. And this, you bring up such a great point, because the holidays are synonymous with really high sweet foods, high fat foods. And what those foods do is they release dopamine, which is the neurotransmitter in the brain that is our reward center. And we want, you know, it is crazy strong. We want that food. And what we say is, you can still have it. You can have everything you want. We're just going to ask you to start considering adding a few of the area, a few foods where you may be deficient, such as, let's say, you're low in greens. And we just introduce one green for a week, say, just say, you know, start eating this before you eat everything else. And it actually will take away your appetite for those high sugar foods. It takes a while. None of this happens overnight. But this is not going to be a deprivation of any kind where we say you can never have that glass of wine. You can never have chocolate. You can never have that hamburger. We're just saying, let's introduce new habits and see, just watch those old ones fall off as you don't need them anymore.
Well, and a lot of that is just understanding the basics of good nutrition, hydration, frequency of meals, portion size, things that really get you off. It's the ABCs of nutrition, staying away from the boxed foods, you know, staying away from, you know, the supplements are not the answer. They can be, in fact, a supplement, but they are not the answer to getting you to a lifestyle of weight control, whether that be muscle gain or fat loss. And so, you know, you guys spend a lot of time working one-on-one with these clients to understand their personalized, customized needs. A lot of that initially is coming from their doctors, who are saying you need to lose 25, 35, 50 pounds prior to us being able to do some procedure on you.
Right.
But it's also just quality of life, that nutrition has to be coupled with exercise in order to get the maximum benefits. But it doesn't have to be, as you're saying, big wholesale changes.
Right. Just one small step at a time. And the live foods, the greens, for instance, they provide enzymes, which are crucial to digestion. And boxed foods and canned foods and processed foods don't have those. So, again, you don't take all of those away. You get to still have those. But we just introduce the good foods so that you can slowly make the change.
Right. Well, listen, we were gonna get into some of the presidential stuff first, but you know, since we're on a little bit of a roll here, I'm gonna change the script. I'm gonna see how you do.
Oh,
we're gonna
flip
the script, and we're gonna get into a little bit of the holiday tips to kind of avoid the weight gain. You know, clearly the holiday season's here, and if you are among the millions of people traveling to visit families and friends, the challenge of sticking to a healthy lifestyle can really begin even before you set foot into, you know, Aunt Nancy's door or whoever your home you're going to. So we've got some tips here, and I'd love to get your take on these, Jamie, to maybe expand the conversation a little bit as to how important you feel these are and contributing to mitigating some of the things that might pop up during the holidays. So the first one is plan ahead. You know,
crucial.
When possible, find out what's being served at each holiday gathering. If you're eating out, look for restaurant menus online. If you can make good decisions on food choices before you go, you're more likely to stick to your plan. Do you think – is that important in the process here?
I think it's very important, but I've never known anybody who's asked somebody beforehand what they're going to serve. I mean, they usually just start bringing a dish of their own. But I would say planning ahead is definitely – it's crucial to your success, because if you're hungry, for instance, when you go to a party or to the grocery store, the chances of you buying carrot sticks are pretty slim. You're probably going to buy chips or chocolates or something that's a quick fix. And so if you planned ahead and you had those carrot sticks at home and you had already cut them up, then and you have them bagged or, you know, packaged ready to go, then it's easier to reach for. So planning ahead is really, really crucial. And
That's interesting. I agree with you. I mean, I don't necessarily call mom and say, hey, what are we having, you know, so I can plan on what I'm going to eat.
You
when
usually
I get
know.
There. Yeah.
It's tradition.
I mean, for my family, it's like not what are you having? It's like, what aren't you having? You know,
yes.
It's that kind of
selection. And making sure that she's making her famous pie, right?
Exactly. And, right. Exactly. The second suggestion is bring meals with you. Now, this is more, you know, if you're going to be traveling, right? So before you catch your flight or set out on the road trip for home, you know, pack at least the first meal you'll need to eat with you and resist the temptation of grabbing unhealthy airport food or pulling off the highway for a fast food run. It takes just a few minutes to assemble, you know, a healthy sandwich or stash some fruit, nuts, a real food, granola bars, or other good for you kind of non-perishable snacks. And don't forget to pack water. So this is kind of following up what you just talked about, right? It's just plan on, mm-hmm. you know, if you're going to travel, some of the worst meals that you're going to have before you get to, you know, you get to wherever you're heading is the travel meal mm-hmm. portion
mm-hmm.
of it, right?
For sure.
So
yeah.
Planning ahead and maybe packing some stuff makes a big difference.
Absolutely. And, you know, as far as the water, I know a lot of people don't drink enough water, and they do drink sodas, coffees, and other other drinks. But water is crucial to keep our systems working. And, you know, it's crazy, but if you just add a couple of pieces of lemon or cucumber or both to your water and let it diffuse all day, and you can just keep adding water to those items in your water, and there's so many different kinds of fruits that you can put together, it's amazing how that water refreshes you and makes you feel good. And you don't feel like you need those high sugar drinks. And they kind of give you energy, too.
So you get something out of that if you're putting fruit or vegetables
yes,
in there, right?
Yes, yes. It's
not just for decoration.
No, it's
or for
not.
Taste.
It's actually giving you a little bit of energy. And and can be electrolytes, too, depending on what you put in there.
So assuming if you're traveling that you're going to have maybe two or three meals before you get to Aunt Nancy's house – really, if you can maintain, you know, a plan and take some food with you and eat healthier on the way, then enjoy the meal at Aunt Nancy's, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you know,
yes.
if you're going to have the soda, have it at Aunt Nancy's. That's mm-hmm. one meal versus three or four meals before you get there.
Exactly.
So I think that that's probably a smart recommendation for us to take a look at and
planning
consider.
Ahead.
Yeah. The third is exercise. Burn extra calories you will be eating during the holidays by ensuring you continue to work out. If there's a gym where you're going, maybe plan to squeeze in a few sessions. Pack, you know, resistance bands or other types of small body weight kind of equipment, and research some online workouts that you can do in your hotel room. Or you can do kind of mom or dad's bedroom, wherever you're staying. But keep the exercise going. Don't completely turn off that switch. Now, it's important to remember that you cannot outrun the fork, right? So working out for 15 minutes before you kind of dive into dinner is not going to, you know, burn off 1,000 calories. But it is important to get the metabolism mm-hmm. high and keep it high yep. for those hours, right?
And any movement is good. Any movement. You want to stand up and stretch and move your body at least once an hour anyway. But, yes, it's great if you can get your heart rate up and actually burn some calories. And you can do a little kitchen workout mm-hmm. while you're cooking. You can use the counter for modified push-ups. You can with your socks on the linoleum. You can do a little bit of sliding and gliding. I mean, you know, you can get creative. You
yeah.
can and you
yeah.
can use the pumpkin pie as bicep curls before you open it. You know, there's a lot of different things you can do. You just have to be creative and use your imagination.
I mean, I remember when we were younger, we used to go out and have the turkey bowl. You know,
yep.
we used to go out and play touch football, which would turn into tackle football,
yes.
And invariably someone would get hurt. But we would go out there for an hour or two, and you're burning off a lot of calories. But that's different than just, you know, bringing resistance bands with you and kind of doing a few push-ups.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but try to do something.
Right. And it depends on your neighborhood, too, if you can go outside and do that.
Cool. All right. The next one is lose a few pounds before you go. I mean, easier said than done, right? if your travel plans aren't until next month, let's say they're not until sometime in December, amp up your workouts now, and you can drop several pounds before the end of the year. Eat clean and less processed foods. don't go on a crash diet, you run the risk of gaining weight back after you've lost some. So, I mean, easier said than done, but, you know, good food for thought, right?
It is. I guess the only thing that I would say is negative about that is if you're going to lose the weight and then potentially gain it back at Christmas. I mean, to me, it sounded almost like a window to or a doorway to coming, you know, to adding those pounds back on. So I wouldn't let that be part of the strategy. But
all right. Well, listen, we're coming up against our first break. We've got a couple other things we want to talk about on this topic. So I guess that's what they call a tease in a radio show. So when we come back, we'll finish up with this topic of getting ready for the holidays and just some helpful tips to plan so you make sure that you can battle the bulge and don't get too far down the road so that you can enjoy your holiday meals. You are listening to Wellgate Wellness. I'm here with Jamie Hann and my co-host today, and we are talking about eating healthy for the holidays. We will be back after a few short messages. Stick with us, please.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Lies and believing these lies is the cause of much of the violence we are seeing in our country. What happens when those you could once trust to tell you the truth can no longer be trusted? Many of our politicians and much of the national news media purposely lie to promote an agenda and keep you from knowing the truth. The Bible makes it clear where lies originate. Who are you going to believe? Only through Jesus Christ and His Word will you know the truth that will make you free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
All right, we are back, North State. You're listening to Wellgate Wellness. I'm Rich Novelli, your host, and my co-host today is Jamie Hanna, who is the nutrition director at Wellgate Sports Club, but helping us on the variety of topics that we're talking about. And what we were finishing up before we took break was making sure that you're eating smart during the holiday season, and just some tips that we covered. Plan ahead, bring meals with you, exercise, of course. Try to lose a few pounds before you travel, if you're going to travel. And the last one is keep splurges to a minimum. And that makes a lot of sense, but if you think about it, you're eating a lot of calorie-dense types of foods and drink during the holidays, more than you probably realize. And certainly the holidays are for drinking and eating delicious food, but you know, every meal should not be a cheat meal. The average American, believe it or not, adult, gains 2 pounds during the holidays each year. And over the course of 5 years, if you don't lose that weight, you're carrying around an extra 10 pounds. So, you know, it's something to think about while you're indulging, just to kind of make smart choices. So plan your splurges to include, you know, Aunt Nancy's pecan pie with homemade whipped cream on Thanksgiving Day, but skip the four cocktails at the bar, you know, Christmas, you know, evening when you're out with the cousins. You've just got to make some smart choices.
So you're saying pie is better than
I am not making a judgment. It's whatever. I don't happen to be a big drinker, so apple pies and those kind of things are my weakness. So, yes, I will indulge those.
Okay. Well, we might have lost half the audience just now. But
did we?
No. Yeah. Certainly, you know, the alcohol has a lot of calories per gram. Carbohydrates have 4, proteins have 4, and fats have 9.
Right.
Alcohol is in a class all of its own that has 7 calories per gram. But anyway, but we do want to be able to have a little toast here and there. So,
no question.
So yeah, just everything in moderation, really. And, there's this terminology in the nutrition world now called portion distortion, because so many restaurants have supersized everything. And when you're starving and you go grab that meal, whether it's at a restaurant or at your home or at Christmas or Thanksgiving or whatever holiday, you are, you know, splurging, right? You're doing what we call mindless eating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yes, that can be very detrimental to your weight, and it can be detrimental to your health and to your mood. It can absolutely make you not feel good and you can go into a food coma, as we call it, where everybody has to lay around after a meal. So just be really, yes, be careful. Try to make some good choices and maybe not splurge quite as much as you have in the past.
Well, and if you think about it, it's not just the day of the holiday, it's the leftovers after, you know. And I mean, we just have a tendency to overcook, and there's this abundance of wonderful foods. And like we said, we just got to make some smart choices here. So a little bit of control is important to make sure that you're not putting on that 2 pounds. That all adds up. And then feeling guilty afterwards because, you know, a minute on the fork and, you know.
Oh, I can't
a month
remember.
on the stomach.
On the hips or something.
Yeah, hips
once on the lips, forever on the hips.
There you go. Something like that. See, thank God you're around. All right. Well, that's the first segment here and talking about the holiday. Now, I want to jump into this really cool U.S. news report that came out a while ago. And it's what's more important for weight loss, exercise, healthy eating, or sleep?
All three.
See,
I had to say
okay,
that.
Okay, so we don't have to cover anything.
Nope,
right?
We're done.
No, okay. Well, what are we going to do with the next 15 minutes?
Okay.
So, you know, this, you know, for decades, the question's been, you know, what's more important, weight loss, exercise, you know, for weight loss, sorry, exercise or healthy eating? You know, it was kind of either or. But for decades, we've, you know, cut the calories, we've cut fat, we've cut carbs, we spent a lot of money on gym memberships, and we've unfortunately gained but not lost the weight. So, you know, this new study has come out that talks about sleep and the importance in sleep for a lot of different factors in a healthy lifestyle. So while the National Sleep Foundation recommends that adult ages 18 to 64 get between 7 and 9 hours of sleep a night, 30% of American adults clock 6 or fewer hours, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And people who sleep less than 5 to 6 hours a night are up to 45% more likely to be obese. And this comes from the Weill Cornell Medical College in New York City. So we know that more than 36% of Americans are obese, and a similar number are sleep deprived. So both can be considered to be significant health problems approaching almost epidemic proportions. So maybe that's your answer. Maybe it's sleep that is the most important portion of that weight loss equation that we're really overlooking. And you know, that's not to say that healthy eating habits aren't important. It's not certainly not to say on this show, as you know, that we talk about exercise incessantly along with nutrition. But now this sleep component comes into play. And I don't know, Jamie, do you have any initial thoughts with regard to that?
Oh, I sure do.
Oh, okay. Fire away.
I've been chomping at the bit over here. Oh. All three of these are incredibly important to your health. Whatever you put in your mouth, the amount of exercise and how much you sleep. And I will also add inner size and calming your mind, but that we could talk about that for hours. We could talk about each of these for hours. But, you know, I will say that almost every one of my clients is sleep deprived, and they tell me about their sleep woes. And it does affect every part of your life, and it does affect your weight loss, your weight gain abilities. So, you know, these natural rhythms that were built into our lives have been totally interrupted by technology. And sleep is important. During that natural sleep cycle, there is an entire healing network that takes place. And this is obscured when you're not able to sleep. And the way that the lack of sleep affects the two hormones that are, one is leptin, which, you know, tells you if you're full, and the other is ghrelin, which mm-hmm. tells you if you're hungry, and your entire system is actually messed up so bad when you don't sleep that those can actually work in reverse, where you're hungry all the time mm-hmm. or you don't feel full. And it's really, really scary what's going on with sleep deprivation right now.
So basically, you know, you can get pretty decent sleep even if you're eating junk food or sitting on your butt all day, but you can't expect to get in a good workout or even eat healthy if you're skimping on the shut eye. I mean, that the lack of sleep not only affects your body's ability to repair muscle tissue and brain tissue while you're asleep. You've got to have good sleep in order for that to be affected. But, you know, you can get some sleep and not be eating that healthy, but you cannot be expected to miss out on sleep and get a good workout. So there are things that gradually affect your body's ability. It's kind of a catch-22 if all three of those things don't come into play.
Very true. Very true. And, you know, they've created the blue screens for the iPhones and the iPads
right.
and the computers
right.
and everything. And that's all fine and great. But really, truly, an hour before you go to bed, you should be reading a book, a real book, not on your iPad,
mm-hmm.
and just really calming things down prior to going to sleep. And it's also a nice ritual with your family to kind of bring back family time, too. You can spend time with your family and talk about your day and just kind of start to calm things down and slow things down instead of checking your email right up to the point where you take your Ambien to go to sleep.
Yeah,
right?
Right.
So it's really a factor. There are more accidents now because of people sleep deprivation. And I mean, we could go on and on and on about this topic. It's very serious. And your bedroom should be your sanctuary. It shouldn't be a place where, you know, you're still working. It needs to be the place where you go to rest.
Yeah,
and
shut down and
shut
rest.
Down. Mm-hmm.
I thought this was really interesting that in one Mayo Clinic study, when men and women cut 80 minutes from their regular sleep schedule, they ate an extra 549 calories the next day. That's an extra 549 calories the next day. And those calories aren't coming from like baby carrots either. You know, a lot of previous research from the University of California, Berkeley used brain scans to find that sleep deprivation impairs activity in the brain's frontal lobe, which is in charge of complex decision making, but increases activity in the brain's reward center, which you were talking about, Jamie, earlier, the one that lights up in response to sugar,
dopamine,
salt, and fat. So when you're sleep deprived, your brain is more likely to want high energy foods for fuel. And that shouldn't be a big surprise based on what we were just saying. I mean, when you're up at 2 or 3 in the morning, you aren't thinking about eating a salad.
Right. And not only that, but the brain's fuel are carbohydrates. So, you know, and carbohydrates have gotten such a bad rap. Good carbohydrates have, you know, like carrots are also a carbohydrate, but so is a bag of chips. Those fall under carbohydrates. So you want to really make sure you know which carbohydrates that you want to be consuming. But whichever carbohydrate you're feeding your body, your brain is getting its fuel from carbohydrates.
Right.
So if you're up working till all hours of the night, or reading your email, or doing whatever it is you're doing, watching TV, your brain is working. It should be resting, but now your brain is working. So now guess what? It wants more carbs because it's working.
Right.
And just like your muscles, when you exercise, you give your muscles a break. You know, hopefully if you're taking, you know, time to recover between workouts, you know, you give your muscles a break and then they perform for you better the next time you work out.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't give them a break, you're sore, you can't move, you know, that's exactly what happens to your brain. If you don't sleep and you don't give your brain a rest, it is not going to function properly.
It's really interesting. The rest of this study has other information such that even if you do somehow manage to stick to your healthy eating guns while running on too little sleep, your weight loss progress will still suffer. In one University of Chicago-led study, when dieters got 8.5 hours of sleep a night over the course of 2 weeks, half of the weight loss they lost was from fat, which is what we want to lose. However, when they only got 5.5 hours of sleep a night, their rate of fat loss dropped by 55%, even though they were following the same diet.
Mm-hmm.
So it just goes to show you,
crazy.
I mean, that has an effect, clearly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just going to say, if you have just a little snack before you go to bed that has protein in it, it will help you sleep, like a couple of peanut butter crackers or something, whole wheat crackers, and also just calm that inner chatter. And you can look up Healing Darkness by Jennifer Piercy. It's a great meditation to go to sleep
to. Oh,
cool. Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
And Sleep Smarter by Sean Stevenson is an amazing book. Okay. Amazing.
Good to know. Thank you. So,
you're,
you know, kind of wrapping this up before, we're bumping up against the break here. Sleep, you know, sounds like it's completely underrated. And the more you can learn about sleep, the better off you're going to be. People think that they can do with a little less. And it's kind of a macho thing, too. You know, I only need 4 hours of sleep a night.
People brag all
the
time.
It's just not true.
Mm-mm.
And many even think it's normal to get on, by on a few hours of sleep. But they feel tired, but they think that's the worst of it. In reality, the consequences of poor sleep are much greater, as we just explained. So don't underrate your sleep. And remember to tell your spouse and family that, you know, when you're tired, you're going to get some sleep, especially during this holiday period. You're really recharging your battery. You're recharging your fuel cells. You're recharging your brain. So don't underestimate that. All right. When we come back, we are going to talk a little bit of politics. Yes, believe it or not. I know.
No,
we're all
politics,
excited about
no
that.
Religion.
Listen, you're listening to Wellgate Wellness. I am your host, Richard Novelli. We're here with my co-host, Jamie Hanna. And we will be back after a few messages.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
All right, we are back. Welcome, North State. We are talking about some helpful tips for the holidays when it comes to exercise and nutrition, how to help you enjoy, but at the same time be smart about your food choices and enjoying these wonderful holidays that we are bumping up against. But we thought we'd take it. Never let it be said that we do not like to have a little fun on this show. And I don't think in the year that we've done this that I have had a whole lot of side topics, but fun. But no, that's not true. I love doing this stuff. But at the same time, we're going to, this is a non-political show, but we're going to throw in, based on this historical election that we just went through, we're going to have a little fun, put some things into historical perspective. But before I forget, Jamie, yes. how do folks get a hold of you at Wellgate if they're interested in finding out more about this new nutrition program that you're running?
They can call Wellgate.
Call the club.
And call the front desk, yes, okay, and just so, ask for Jamie Hanna, and okay, I would be happy
to. So call 768-1205.
Yes.
And you can ask for Jamie or Mary.
Or
right?
Mary Ring.
Mm-hmm. And they will be more than happy to give you any information that you want about how to get started on this and even come by for a free consultation.
Absolutely.
Right? And mm-hmm. talk a little bit about what your goals are and find out, in fact, what makes sense for you. So we encourage everybody to pick up the phone again, call 768-1205 and come in and see us. You can also check us out on our Facebook page, or you can check us out on our website. And we've got a little bit of background information on our nutrition program there. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
So I dug this up. This was kind of cool. This is on one of the health club industry trade publications called URSA Advocate. And it's really cool because I just thought it was appropriate. But you guys may just, turn off the radio. I don't know. But it's fun. So these are seven ways that former U.S. presidents have stayed in shape and managed their stress, which I thought was pretty interesting. So we know it's no secret, right? Becoming the leader of the United States, the most powerful position in the free world, is a little bit stressful. And certainly a demanding job. But that doesn't stand in the way of the most of the president's ability to stay active and maintain their fitness levels. Now, a lot has changed since George Washington was elected in 1789. The theme of active presidents has not. Most of the seven most popular and interesting ways presidents have stayed active during their presidency are listed here. So, number one, not surprisingly, is golf. Now, I don't know if I classify golf as exercise, although I guess if you're walking instead of taking a cart, right?
You are going to get so slammed by all the golfers in town.
Okay. Well, I'm a golfer. I'm a golfer, just to be clear. I am a golfer. So, but when you're in a cart, it's not the same as walking that 5 miles.
No, you're right. I'm teasing a little bit. But yes, it is physically demanding, and actually it can be really tough on the back.
Yes.
If you don't, keep your muscles strong and stay
and your core
flexible.
Especially.
Yes,
too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's a lot of shear force on the discs, especially through the thoracic spine or the mid back for golfers. But certainly it is exercise because you're outside and you're walking hopefully a little bit, but at least you're swinging that club and there's a lot of force that goes into that.
Yep.
So it's not aerobic exercise, but it's aerobic, right?
I do think, from an exercise perspective, the walking is probably the most, strenuous
yes.
part of that.
Well,
I mean, if you're taking, 59 shots, okay, and most golfers will understand I'm being really facetious because most of us are hitting double that number of shots. But it's not the most strenuous thing in the world, but certainly that walking with that bag is. Golf is by and large the sport most enjoyed by the U.S. presidents. The first president to hit the links was William Howard Taft, 1909 through 1913. And nearly every president from Taft to the current incumbent, President Obama, save Franklin Roosevelt and Harry Truman, were known to duck out of the Oval Office for a few rounds. So I thought that was really interesting. I know that a lot of presidents have enjoyed getting out and hitting the links and getting out in a little sunshine.
I would like to add also that I think another benefit of golf is the camaraderie. I know that that's very important to my golfer friends, male and female. Mm-hmm. And so that's good inner size. You're connecting with people. You're making,
good point.
You know, you're, yeah, exactly. You're making a lot of contacts. You're meeting with your friends. And so I think golf is very healthy all the way around.
Number two was a little surprising to me. Number two is swimming. The first president to start swimming was John Quincy Adams, 1825 to 1829, who regularly swam laps in the Potomac River. So he didn't have a pool or a pond. Hmm. He was actually in the Potomac River. So while Franklin Roosevelt couldn't walk due to his polio condition, he could swim and did so several times a week while in office, mm-hmm. which was interesting to me. Mm-hmm. In 1975, avid swimmer Gerald Ford added a swimming pool to the White House grounds. President Reagan, the last known swimming aficionado in the Oval Office, grew up swimming and was reported to have saved 77 people during his youthful tenure as a lifeguard in Illinois. If you've watched any biopics on Reagan, that was a big part of his life when he was growing up as a lifeguard. So the swimming surprised me a little bit. I didn't, you know, realize that the presidents had the luxury of going out there doing that.
Swimmers, they have great discipline. Every swimmer that I know, they have more discipline than anyone I know, and it is very therapeutic. It's physically demanding. It's great exercise.
Now, I've always heard that you don't burn as many calories in the water because you've got the natural cooling of the water. I mean, is that a myth?
You know, I really don't know exactly the facts, but I do know that your body, in an effort to stay warm, does try to produce more fat cells. Mm-hmm. So, but it's just therapeutically, it's just amazing for the body to move through water.
Yeah, amazing. All right, number three is not going to surprise anybody. It's jogging. And while running has been a favorite activity of several modern presidents, including Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, George H.W. Bush, and George W. Bush. And Theodore Roosevelt was known to jog around the Washington Monument during his time at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Now, I can't imagine that the Secret Service agents responsible for protecting the presidents are very happy with this particular sport, because they've got to try to keep up and protect him during his jogging. And while jogging was not yet in vogue in the mid-19th century, James Buchanan was known for eschewing his carriage or horse in favor of walking whenever possible.
Smart.
That's not jogging.
He was ahead of his time.
He was, clearly. But gave the horse a break. But it was not something that was really known to be a favorite sport back in the mid-19th century. Maybe running from things was, but not necessarily jogging to be in shape.
Exactly. So. And the Secret Service, I'm sure that if they had the proper attire on, it would be a little bit nice if they already run. But the worst part would be trying to look around all over the place while you're jogging.
Right.
Trying to protect the president
or
while you're jogging.
Or packing an Uzi or whatever they're carrying with them, right?
That
can't be. That, you know, that's not really fair. But so that was number three. So number four, tennis. Theodore Roosevelt, when he wasn't exploring the great wilderness and establishing the first U.S. national parks, he was an avid tennis player. He is responsible for the White House tennis court, which was built in 1902. Tennis is interesting, especially if you're playing on hard court versus clay or versus grass. You get a little bit of a different type of exercise, but boy, you know, you can work it up on when you're playing tennis.
Anaerobic, but amazing. Those tennis players are amazing athletes. I also know that Theodore Roosevelt took a nap every day, a cat nap.
Not while
day.
Playing tennis, though,
no.
Right?
Okay, no, sorry, I'm mixing it up here, but I'm just trying to, trying to go with the health.
And I think tennis is probably easier on the Secret Service guys too, because you're just standing right there, right?
Exactly.
You don't have to really maintain any kind of extra vigilance
while you're running, balancing.
You know, around the Washington Monument or whatever they're doing. Number six is fitness training. So this is kind of a generic term, but it's interesting because Ronald Reagan once wrote, "Move over, Jane Fonda. Here comes Ronald Reagan's workout plan." So I'm dating myself a bit, but you know, Jane Fonda was a fitness guru back in the late 70s and through the 80s. And I guess Reagan did not want to be outdone. But he isn't the only presidential alum who enjoyed time in the gym. In addition to running Bush 43 was also known to use the elliptical, which is similar to a kind of a Stairmaster, but you've got an elliptical movement, a more natural movement in your legs. And to do some weightlifting also twice a week, which is pretty cool. So President and Mrs. Obama work out with a personal trainer, a gentleman by the name of Cornell McClellan, in the White House gym regularly. I would really love to see the White House gym. That's got to be tricked out.
I bet it's amazing.
If you think about it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's got to have
the latest, greatest.
Right? Everything. You don't need to do a thing.
Back to Jane Fonda for a moment.
Yes.
She coined the phrase, no pain, no gain. Which
I did not know that.
She did. And which actually turned out not to be true because exercise shouldn't hurt. But she also made leg warmers really, really stylish. So she gets points for
that. Yeah, I never caught on with the leg warmers.
Yeah,
those are mainly for the women, right?
No, well, they're for dancers. They really do serve a purpose, but then we took it over to the fashion side.
Those were the days. I do remember the late 80s when, you know, the spandex and all that kind of stuff was in vogue. You know, it was cool to go to the club at that point, you know, see all that stuff.
It was a fashion show, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. All right, number six, believe it or not, boxing. Before presidents golfed and or hit the gym, they got into shape the old-fashioned way by hitting each other. President Roosevelt boxed often and once fought a professional boxer. And there are many quips that, you know, kind of come to mind when I was reading this. And I think there was one commercial or suggested debate format that included mentioning of putting candidates in the ring to settle the political differences. I can't remember who that was. I think it was during a presidential election that they said, let's just get in the ring, we'll put on the gloves, and whoever wins is the president.
Good Lord.
You know?
That's not fair.
I mean, if you think about it, Schwarzenegger's not legally allowed to be president, but could you imagine him getting in the ring and, you know?
I cannot. Yeah. He would do some serious damage. But I will say, cardio kickboxing. I teach cardio kickboxing to all ages, and we're not hitting people. We're just kind of hitting air in a very controlled fashion. And, you know, neuroscience shows that cardio kickboxing and those moves are actually improving plasticity in the brain. Mm-hmm. They delay the onset of Alzheimer's and dementia.
Right.
And so if you Google it, you can see the research. It's amazing. And so I would encourage everyone to try a little cardio kickboxing.
So this is cardio kickboxing, which is a you're hitting a pad or you're hitting
you're hitting air but in a controlled fashion. You're not flinging that you hyperextend the elbows. You're just kind of, you know, pushing and then pulling your arms back
is there contact with that then?
Well, with the air.
No, that's not really contact.
No, I mean, but the cardio kickboxing, a lot of people do make contact. You can do either contact or non-contact.
Yeah.
And if you do hit a pad or something, that's fun. It kind of feels like, you know, you're Superman or Superwoman. It does feel good.
That's cool. I didn't know that there were you know, brain plasticity.
Oh, it's amazing. Neuroscience is showing some amazing.
Cool. All right. The last one's really kind of fun and kind of cool. It's called Hoover Ball. And while not enjoyed by any other president after 1933, during the Hoover administration, Hoover Ball was the latest D.C. fitness craze enjoyed by Supreme Court justices, cabinet members, and government officials. Hoover Ball was a combination of tennis, volleyball, and medicine ball developed by White House physician Admiral Joel T. Boone. Hoover Ball has reemerged as a popular sport in some areas. And the rules, if you're interested at all, can be found on the Hoover Association website. Now, I had never heard of this before or since, and I guess it just didn't kind of catch on. But Hoover ball with a combination of tennis, volleyball, and medicine ball. The medicine ball part I don't understand because it's like, how do you work in the medicine ball piece? But
I would really like to see this. I think that we should get a little tournament going and check this out.
We got to check it out. Now, I went on to the Hoover Association website while I was doing research on this, and I really couldn't find anything. They said that the rules are there. I couldn't find it. I would be really fascinated to learn about Hoover ball and how that kind of came to pass, but clearly did not catch on like cardio kickboxing or Jane Fonda. So, all right. Anyway, just a little fun on this Saturday during the holiday season. Hope it didn't get too political for you. And people were probably making comments under their breath, but that's okay. We're going to have a little good time with
it. I'm just wondering if there's going to be Trump ball.
Oh,
sorry.
You know, we almost made it the whole show without that. Thank you so much for getting me in trouble. See, you'll leave, but I got to keep doing this. So, all right. Well, listen, we want to wish everybody a very, very happy and safe holiday season. Be smart. Enjoy, but be smart. I cannot thank my co-host enough, Jamie Hanna, who again is our nutrition director at Wellgate Sports Club. Thank you, Jamie, for taking the time.
It's been fun.
And to all the rest of you, have a very happy holiday, and we wish you the best of season's greetings. And join us again in a couple weeks on Wellgate Wellness.
Happy holidays.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Different reaction to the news of Castro's death. In the streets of Miami's Little Havana neighborhood, the people turned out to bang on pots and honk their car horns. Cuban-American restaurant owner Felix Alfonso says he wishes his own father, a Cuban exile, could have lived to see this day.
I think he would have welcomed the news because he was a victim of Castro's policies. So I think he would, it's sad that he wasn't able to live to this day. And unfortunately, he outlived a lot of people that he affected in a negative way.
Senator Marco Rubio cautioning that Castro's death alone will not bring political change to Cuba.
While the dictator is dead, the dictatorship isn't. I mean,